So we walked to work this morning, and we took that very scenic walk. George said one of the best walks of his life, as we went right by Buckingham Palace, Big Ben, went over the River Thames, looked back at the Houses of Parliament, saw the London Eye.
It was beautiful.
And so as we are making this walk, at some point we stop because we look back and Gordo has a very, very British gentleman cornered. He looked extremely British. I don't know how old he was, maybe 70, 75?
Well, it turns out he was older than I thought he was. And I think that he and I had, I would say, little to zero to negative chemistry. Me and this guy, this older British gent, and I figured I'd get his pulse on the world.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a question for American radio?
And look how I faked the accent there at the beginning.
Yeah,
too.
I noticed.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a question for American radio?
What sort of questions are you asking about?
Just some questions about Britain. We're traveling over here to visit, and we wanted to talk to a local. Did you grow up in London?
Not local. No, not local.
Where'd you grow up?
Huh? Right down the West Country.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Do you know much about the customs in America?
No.
When you think of Americans, what do you think of?
We're very loud and brush. Which you are, which I don't mind.
What about fat? Do you consider us fat, ample?
Well, a lot of Americans are. I mean, you have big, big food out there, big breakfasts
That's right.
I've been to America, so I know what it's like.
Where did you travel in America?
Down the... Oh, what's it called now?
Bedford?
No. You don't have to excuse me. Where are we now? Down south.
Oh, Waxahachie.
What? No. My memory is not as good as it used to be.
Well, I wouldn't count on that.
What?
What's your name? I didn't even get your name. I apologize.
Bob.
Bob. Oh, it's a palindrome.
Hmm?
The name Bob. A palindrome.
Well, the full name is Robert. But over here, a lot of people, Robert, are called Bob. Some are called Robert, but not always.
Do you have an opinion on the monarchy, whether you should keep the monarchy or it should be abandoned and abolished?
No, we should keep them.
You don't mind it?
Right?
You don't mind the monarchy?
Yeah, well, I grew up a long time ago, so...
What about, are you excited that Kate Middleton has another fetus gestating?
Well, I'm not that interested to that extent. It's another child coming on the scene, but there we are.
What about Camilla Parker Bowles? Did you see her as an interloper, or do you think that that's Charles' true love and it's okay?
I think it was true love. He never loved Diane, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
She was there to try and get children. That's all it was.
She was a bit more attractive than Camilla Parker Bowles, right?
Well, yeah.
Before she died. What about the conspiracy theories that the royal family may have had something to do with her death? Is that gained currency over here?
I don't know. It's difficult to know what happened there.
And what do you think about that red-headed one? Do you think he's up to no good, some sort of impish sprite that is just there to throw a monkey wrench into the whole royal works?
Who?
Who's the younger guy, Harry?
No, why do you say that?
Okay.
Well, I was just curious as to what Britons think of him.
No, I don't think he is. He enjoys life.
Who do you think parties more, Americans or British people?
I think it's a 50-50 there.
And what about women, if you were to rank each country in terms of attractiveness of women?
Now you got me there. It's difficult. I mean, but it's very difficult to judge that, I don't think.
And what is, when you went to school, when you went to university, did you go to university?
No.
Whoops.
When I was growing up, my family,
parents couldn't afford to go on to those sort of things.
You, Gordon.
Wow.
I mean, we weren't a rich family, so my eldest brother went to a grammar school.
Oh.
But other than that, no. That's it. Anyway, I've got to get on my way because I need to...
I appreciate it. And your parents still alive?
No, they're both dead. Well, I'm 84.
Oh, sorry. Have a good day.
Doing? God, his parents are not still alive. Why would you ask that?
I didn't know. He mentioned them and he mentioned his family, and I just, you know, you ask about him.
He's 84.
I didn't know he was 84.
Well, he looked
around
84.
He looked like a young 84.
Okay, so
he looked like he was 81 or something.
Say he's 70. That would make his parents 90 or 100.
There are a lot of people who live into their 90s
you
now.
You knew the answer to the question. That's why you asked
it. I didn't know the answer.
So you have another pregnant pause.
And
oh.
I didn't know that they were so poor he could only get to grammar school.
Man, you stepped in a couple of bear traps.
Teeth?
What few he had, yes, they were not good.
He seemed like a very nice old man. And
sweet
you,
man.
You ruined
sweet
his day.
I didn't ruin his day, although he did seem to have tears in his eyes when I was asking him about university.
Did you go to university? All right, way to go, Gordo.
Oh, no. Poor
Another
Bob.
International incident.
I tell you what, I'm going to return here in 10 years, and I'm going to find Bob and apologize to him.
Why don't you try to do that tomorrow?
I don't think he'll see you tomorrow.
8:50 here on The Ticket. What is the biggest show coming to Dallas-Fort Worth? The biggest show coming to London. We'll talk about that next.